Hello.
Hi there. Is this Cy Young?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hi, Cy. This is Carol from the Reasonable Sanity Podcast.
Hi, Carol. Boy, just I got totally involved in a submission, and I just remembered about the 2 seconds ago. Okay, am I? What do I have to do here?
Oh, nothing. I'm just going to transfer you on over. Did you pick up earlier? Because I tried to call you, then I fell asleep.
I didn't hear it. I'm
And
sorry. I didn't hear
I
anything.
think I was snoring on the phone and somebody was screaming at me. I don't know who it was,
It
but
wasn't me.
okay.
It
Well,
wasn't
I'm
me.
so
I'm
I
sorry.
have long COVID and he's making me come to work anyway, but I keep falling asleep. But yeah, I'm just going to bring you on with him, okay?
Am I going to be doing this on the telephone?
Oh yeah, on the phone. And this is a live interview. He's doing his live show right now.
Okay.
All right, I'll click you on over then.
Okay, I'll just hold on here.
Right.
Hello.
So yeah, I never thought a Juggalette could pull me deep into the world of ICP like that, but my new girlfriend, Doorknob Six, has me wrapped around her lovely little tattooed fupa like a ninja. Plus, she got that sticky netting, so yeah. Whoop whoop, I'm down with the clowns. Anyways, up next, we are gonna talk to an amazing, accomplished entertainer who has worked with the likes of Buster Keaton. I mean, we're going back a long ways. He has also written a song for Barbra Streisand and written and published screenplays, produced all around the world. But we will talk to him right after this. And we are back. I'm Ryan Token. This is Reasonable Sanity Podcast. Today we have with us the amazing Cy Young. Cy Young, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to the show, Cy. How are you doing?
Hi, is this Ryan?
Yes, it is. How are you doing, Cy?
Oh, just great, Ryan. I'm glad that I got you guys on the phone because my phone is just drives me nuts. It does all kinds of strange things, but here we are together. That's great.
Yeah, you made it work. So good job. Anybody who wants to know more about Cy Young, you can go to cyyoungbooks.com. I just want to say, sir, it's an honor to have you on with all the accomplishments you've done, all the awards around your creations, everything you've produced. It's just great to have you on.
Ryan, I appreciate that. And I've become recently aware that I have so much more to offer. Like I have a very large musical built on created on the Children's Crusade of 1212, and it's a really big show. And it's something that I would love to have produced all around the world, and I'm just working on now. I put it away for a while. I wanted to think about it, and I've got that, and I've got also self-published books. I've got a series of 5 books I'm promoting, and just finishing the 5th book. And so I think being active creatively, not only creatively, but then I try to stop every 45 minutes to a half an hour, 45 minutes to an hour, and do push-ups and everything, and keep my body and my mind active, So I'm doing a lot of stuff.
Body, mind, and soul, and profit is what I always say. So,
You got it right. That's great. How's your show doing?
oh, my show is doing great. We just talked to a guest. It was actually the person who used to get shoes for Barbra Streisand. We're kind of a big Barbra Streisand show around here. So,
Oh, yeah.
let me ask you this, though. In about 30 seconds or so, what was it like working with Buster Keaton?
Buster Keaton was the sweetest, dearest, greatest guy I've ever known. He was just so beautiful. And that this man's accomplishment, he was rated as the, I think, like the 10th or 12th greatest director of all time. And not only that, but if you want to really treat yourself, go online and pull up Buster Keaton stunts. This guy does the most amazing stunts you'll ever see. Now he went, and for some reason he had to see a doctor at some point, and the doctor said, "Buster, when did you break your neck?" He said, "Huh?" He said, "I don't know," because he did all these wonderful things. And when he was a kid, he and his dad were, I don't want to get into it too much, but that's the 30 seconds right there. I can give you more if you need it.
That was a good spiel, and you're a good tracker of time. I appreciate that. Real quick, have you ever been to Thornville, Ohio?
I have not been there. No, I have not.
I will be there at the gathering of the Juggalos this August 14th through 17th. They said they're going to tattoo me up and stuff, but that's just Doorknob, you know, being all sweet to me. Just family.
Oh, my gosh.
Whoop, whoop, ninja.
That's great.
So, Line 9, you're on the air. What's your question for Cy Young?
Oh, so Cy Young, so you worked with, like, with Michael Keaton, right?
No, Buster Keaton, the old film guy.
I always thought he was, like, the best Batman, but, like, I thought, like, so Buster Keaton, like, was he a Batman or something, or, like,
no,
what?
Buster Keaton, do you know anything about his early film career with Charlie Chaplin?
Oh, that one dude, like, that didn't say nothing?
Buster Keaton and Charlie Chaplin were the greatest silent film stars of all time. And Buster went on to have a big career.
Who do you think would be a better Batman? Like Buster or Michael Keaton?
I think Buster, because he could do all the stunts that that Keaton couldn't do.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No way.
Hey, have you ever seen Buster Keaton on the front of that train? Show me one Hollywood person who has the balls to do that today. So, yeah, thanks for the call. Looks like we got another caller on line 6. Line 6, what's your question for Cy Young?
Hi, yeah. Where do you get your ideas from?
They come from above, buddy. They just come from above. I don't have anything to do with them. I just think you have to be kind of quiet and receptive, and the ideas are just there. And I don't have to go get them. They're just in my consciousness, but I do have to
work. How do you deal with writer's block, though?
No, I don't have it.
How do you deal with writer's block?
I don't have writer's block. I'm so busy writing and with so many ideas that they just keep coming to me that I have a lot of, you know, I write that idea and then I write another idea. Right now I'm finishing my fifth book in a series. And it's great because the ideas just keep coming. I'm very grateful for that. And I think any good, really great writer or good writer knows that the ideas aren't his. It's like, draw me a circle.
Hey,
now, draw me a circle.
Was Buster a racist?
I'm sorry?
Was Buster a racist?
A racist? Buster had no racist bone in his body. He was the most sweet man I've ever known. He loved everybody.
I think we should hang up on this line. He's asked, a racist, come on.
Yeah, Buster Keaton wasn't racist. He was in black and white.
There you go. He was. Black and white guy.
Line 5, what's your question for the great Cy Young?
Hi, Cy. My name's Rachel.
Oh, hi.
Yeah, so I was calling because I read your book, Death Load.
Oh,
and
you did?
Well,
thank you so much.
Thank you. I just had two questions. So one...
Okay.
Did you know that Death Load was my nickname in high school?
You're kidding.
No.
Oh
yeah,
my gosh, that's incredible.
Crazy.
How come you got that nickname?
Oh, do you really want to know?
I do want to know.
My friends would do the bukkake and I would be in the middle and I would just take all of the Death Loads, you know, because they wouldn't be going into my vagina to make babies.
Yeah.
We would just be killing off the sperm like in my mouth or on my boobs or something, you know. So that was it. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's interesting. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Well, that's great. Yeah, great. And thank you for reading Death Load. I've got 5 more books that are coming out now about my kicker series.
Great. Great. And hey, if you don't mind just for a second there, Cy, I got to do like a 60-second ad, and then we'll be right back to continue to just look into this life of yours. So just hold on a second.
Make the money, Ryan. That's great. I love that.
I love the enthusiasm. We'll be right back.
Okay, babes.
Hey, kids.
Yeah?
Are you ready for some new action figures to replace those lame-o comic book ones you have?
Yeah!
Then here are the new PLA Action Friends.
PLA Action Friends!
No way!
Hell yeah!
All PLA Action Friends come with an action button that makes them say all their popular catchphrases.
Oh wow, listen to this. I have RBCP Felony Edition.
Yep, I'll be off probation by next year for sure this time.
And I have the Dragomir Otter Edition.
If someone calls the cops on you, call the sheriff on them immediately. Free speech, motherfucker.
PLA Action Friends.
No way, I have Dwight the Janitor.
Great, no doubt I'm made out of recycled dildos or something gross, right, Chiad?
Oh yeah? Look at this. I have the Devin Anus Tart.
Hey, kids, you going to take your pants off for me?
Sorry, the Devin Innistrad action figures are no longer available anywhere.
PLA Action Friends.
Oh no, the evil Beverly bot had wasted memory and Snappy Bangs tied up.
I'd love you to come over, sweetheart. Let me show you what my concealed carry looks like.
Hey, just real quick, could you just leave me here and I would just die on my own?
Yeah, same here. I'm a loser.
Don't worry, I have the Askatron here to save the day once again.
Yeah, hold on a second, okay?
Awesome! Hey, stop that. The Big Pete figure just scanned my mom's credit card. Ouch! The Matt Hillock figure just stabbed me with a needle.
Get more smarter, dummy.
PLA Action Friends.
Collect all the PLA Action Friends from your local Dollar General's toy aisle today.
I don't think these toys are safe. Yeah, those should be illegal.
PLA Action Friends.
And we are back. I'm Ryan Tolkien.
Hey, Ryan, I'm here.
Podcast, and we got the great Cy Young with us. Welcome, Cy. It's so good to have you on and hear the.
Thank you, Ryan. It's so nice of you to say that. I appreciate that.
Yeah, these stories from the, call it time past, right? Time before, one would almost say before my birth. Right. These are times that I can get these pieces of information from you, and it feels great. So, looks like you got another question on line three. Line three, what's your question?
Okay.
Cy Young.
Hi, Cy. You're a really good like Broadway like dancer and performer and everything. And I needed a little bit of your expertise. I'm working on a dance and I don't know what to do for the last part. It goes like this. And then I don't know how should I end that.
I don't know how about pop, pop, pop.
Oh, so
how
like
that.
Yeah, no, that works great. Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
I've never had a question like that in my life. That's great.
You were able to answer it. It shows you I'm dealing with a top-notch professional here. So it looks like I got a caller on line one. Line one, what's your question for the great Cy Young?
Oh, hey there, Ryan. Hey, Cy.
Hi.
I heard that you coined the term the Streisand effect.
The what?
Did you really coin the term the Streisand effect?
No, I did not.
And take the picture and send it to the media and all that?
No, I didn't do any of that.
Oh, it says so on Wikipedia.
No, Wikipedia is wrong. They're not, you know, don't believe everything they tell you.
And it says,
the first time I met Barbara Streisand, she was with Elliot Gould, and it was at a club called Upstairs at the Downstairs where I was performing for about 3 years. And everybody came to see me there in New York, including Barbara. And she was doing an audition from a bunch of writers for songs. And I went to that audition, and then she loved Draw Me a Circle, and she took it from that. So I knew her from before. So that, and Marty Ehrlichman, her manager, who's really a terrific guy. But anyway, just...
Sorry, hold on a second.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Mr. Young?
Yeah.
I know you're from the old days, but my show is a 2024 show. Did you just refer to her manager as an N-word?
As a what?
As the N-word. I know you're from the old days, so maybe it's okay back in the day to...
I didn't say... I've never used the N-word.
I heard it. I thought I heard it. Carol, did you hear that?
I do not use the N-word. How come you heard that?
I think I heard him use the N-word.
Who? Me? You didn't hear me use it.
Before, we can't be doing that on my show. I was just going to stop you. Sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't say anything about the N-word. I was talking about Barbara Streisand and how I knew her.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I must have misunderstood. Line 9, what's your question for Cy?
Hey, this is Ron Henderson. How you doing?
Hi, Ron. Okay.
Yeah, I read your book, Onions Hitting the High Notes.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
I'm not going to lie, man. I thought this thing was kind of a turd, man.
Really?
Like being sent to your 16th foster home. 16 foster homes.
Yeah.
Like, after like the third or fourth one, you don't think that they would have been like, this kid's just, let's get rid of him, you know, just give him the old Yeller treatment.
No, that's based on everything I write, Ron, is based on a reality. I saw Reddit somewhere about this kid who had at least
bullshit it is.
I'm sorry?
You know what I think? I think you're full of shit, sir.
Well, that's your opinion. Glad you read my book, though.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for buying this book. I'm sorry I accused you of being a racist a minute ago, Cy.
Yeah, but I've never used the N-word in my life, so just so you know.
He totally said the N-word.
I'm gonna have Carol go ahead and listen back just for a second. Carol, go ahead and sample that. Meanwhile, I got a question for you real quick there, Cy.
Okay.
I've already been confused a couple of times because Carol said that we were having the Cy Young Award a guy on, and you're not that one because
Cy Young, that's the Cy Young who was born in the 1800s, and he pitched the first World Series in 1903.
We don't have ghosts on, and that's why I made it very clear to Carol, but she said she didn't think you were one, so she had you on.
No, I'm not the baseball guy.
Okay, good. I just wanted to clear that up. Carol, could you tell me on that playback, did you get the word? Is it clear or not?
Yeah. He most definitely did say the N-word. I'm sorry, Cy.
Okay.
Who did?
You did just a few minutes ago.
Will you play it for me, please?
Oh, no.
Okay. Yeah. No, not live on the air. That's okay, Cy. That's a nasty trick right there. You got us to try to replay your N-word on. You know what? Cy Young, you're an amazing person. You've accomplished a lot. But this is 2024, and we're just not having it. We're not having it anymore. We're done. We're done with the racism, okay? So I would just want to thank you for coming on, Cy, okay?
Thank you very much, Ryan. Bye-bye.
Shame, Cy.
Sandy Podcast. Good night, everyone.
Ah, Cy.
Yes.
Hey, it's Carol from yesterday. Hey, I just re-listened to the recording from yesterday, and you know what? You didn't say the N-word.
Why did you say that I did, Carol?
Well, you said the manager word, not the N-word. You said manager. So Ryan says you owe him an apology.
Well, I thought you guys set me up.
Oh, no, don't be silly. Hey, you're not in Corpus Christi, are you? I have the same area code as you.
I'm sorry, what?
Do you live in Corpus Christi by chance?
No, I'm not in Corpus Christi.
Okay, I just noticed we have the same area code, and I have been...
Well, you know, Carol, you're two people who called in. They were very insulting.
Yeah. Oh, we can't help...
The death load and about my book and my other book.
Yeah, we had weird calls
so
that night.
The whole thing was a setup.
Oh, no, we just had weird calls that night. I don't know what was going on. I think it was a full moon.
Well, okay, I was just writing it off to being stupid that I didn't hang up on you guys. I should have hung up earlier, but okay, so it's just a mistake.
Yeah, but I had another follow-up question.
All right.
I mean, I don't know, like, I live in Corpus Christi on the north side of town, and I've been looking for somebody to supply me with weed and shrooms.
Supply you with what?
Supply me with drugs, you know, weed and shrooms mostly. And, you know, I lost my previous source. So do you know anyone that sells weed?
You're talking to the wrong guy. I know nothing about drugs. I don't do drugs. I never did drugs. I hate drugs. Oh. I think drugs are disgusting and sick, and I'm sorry. Do you think that I would help you with that?
Well, do you want to, I mean, we could try drugs together. Like, we could hang out, and I'll drive you to some, you know, weed guys.
Carol. You're barking up the wrong tree, sweetheart. I don't do any of that stuff. Call somebody else,
well, can
okay?
Can I borrow your car?
My car?
Yeah, can I borrow your car?
I have a car. Who the fuck is this? Get off the fucking phone, bitch!
What?